Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from Key Money Mastery, and today I'm excited to bring you Luca, who's joining me all the way from Milan. Luca is a member of Key Money Mastery and has been having amazing success with his Kindle publishing business, and he actually volunteered to come on and share his story. So Luca, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So do you want to maybe share a little bit about your story and how you got into Kindle publishing and some of the success that you've been having?
Yes, absolutely. I started with watching The Secret, actually. That was the beginning for me. And I watched it about one year and a half ago, and I was living in the United Kingdom at the moment and at that time. And then, you know, I started watching The Secret, and something changed, you know. I was working as a doorman, actually, scrapping with people every night, yes. And I started reading Think and Grow Rich, and I was involved with watching Bob Proctor, which is the man that actually opens The Secret, you know, the first character that you see in the movie. And I got involved with this concept of leveraging your time by setting up multiple sources of income. But, you know, everything was theory. You see, multiple sources, that makes sense. Okay, right, but how do I do it? And I didn't have money. I was earning £10 per hour, scrapping with people, actually. I was wearing these kind of things every night, right. You know, leather gloves and all lying. So you see, I didn't have money, I didn't have credit, I didn't have a credit card, you see. And so, you know, I was looking for something doable, you see. And so I started looking for things on Google, and I found your blog, which I repeat is amazing. So thank you for your blog. And it gave me, you see, a picture of this passive income with this Kindle publishing, because as soon as I saw you, I could tell that was the truth. And that was doable. So I got excited. I said, okay, Kindle publishing, how do we do that? And I took my university dissertation, which was disregarded as non-academic, because I, you know, it was empirical, it wasn't academic. And I took portions of it just to try this market out. And I turned into a Kindle ebook, which you can buy. It still gives me like $40 per month. It's called The Secret to Learn Chinese.
Wow.
And later on, I optimized it. I put Chinese and then The Secret to Learn Chinese, you see,
right,
for the keyword,
right.
as you teach. And so I turned it into an ebook, and I sold a copy in about an hour. And it was, you know, I didn't have a Fiverr cover. You know, I created cover with an internal program, you see, you can just click. And,
right.
and it was crap. But, you know, somebody bought it. And I hadn't formatted it, so the person that had bought it couldn't read it. So she's an American girl, and I gave her a PDF copy. But still, you know, I was, you know, and that was the beginning. And then, you know, very timidly, I started, you know, to try things out, and I, without joining your program, because my reasoning was, if I join your program, it's going to cost $60 or whatever, I will produce one less book. That was my logic.
Right.
And it was justified, because I was, my first salary, you know, I was living in Nottingham, UK. I came back to Italy, and 7 days later, which is a record, I was working already in Italy in a detective agency in Milan. And after graduating, I speak Chinese and everything, they were paying me €600 a month. So you can understand how, you know, $60 or $100 is a lot of money. And we don't have credit in Italy, you know, not credit cards.
Right.
So you see, I very timidly went on Elance and hired somebody that I thought was very good. And now I look back at it and it was like, whoa. And I produced one cover, you know, and I put everything together and I was selling some copies. Then I produced a third book. The first book was actually how to make, the first book was The Secret to Learn Chinese. Yeah. Then it was How to Make Money Online. And then I produced a book on a topic, I'm not going to reveal it because it's profitable, so you see. But I start selling. So I said, okay. But it was a leap of faith, you see. You know there is potential, but like if you're earning... Then they increased my salary to €900. So you said. You know, I wasn't... And then, you know, I was talking to my mom, okay? And I was talking to her about this Kindle business, and I was like, well, I can't really join the program because, you know, otherwise we're going to spend money. And she looked at me and said, look, I'm going to pay for it. Just join the program and learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And I actually joined another program. I don't want to talk about that, but I guess it's one of your competitors. I don't know. And then I later on joined your course, which is amazing. I mean, you see, I joined the other one. I don't know why, actually. I guess it was one mistake, because it wasn't until I joined your course that I started making money. And right. You can trace the history back, and, you know, there is no lie. It's been, you know, 3 or 4 months, I've actually, you know, have had increase of the minimum was 100% every month. And this month, I'm on track of making 100% of last month. And last month was $3,524.
Wow.
Yesterday, I made $333. And today, I'm over $200 already.
Right, wow.
Now, I say today, but in Italy, it's like yesterday in America. So, for example, I will know how much I've earned on the 5th, tomorrow morning, on the 6th, because during the night in America, and other people buy the books. And that's amazing, because you wake up tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Totally.
So you see, that's my story.
Wow, that's awesome, man. And so that's pretty amazing. So a lot of people want to typically know, you know, how long has it been since you started, and what's your progress? You know, did you first, you mentioned your first book, you started making some money from the Chinese book. And then is there at a certain point where it's just started to snowball and just really take off now, or was it
slow? Actually, snowballing I did. I mean, it's still unclear to me. There was a moment in which I think I saved some money, and then I produced like 2 or 3 books. And especially I was getting the niches wrong. You see, before I wasted a lot of money. That was my problem, you see. I wasted a lot of money in niches that just weren't profitable in keywords and you know, just awful covers and these kind of things. And then I had published a book in a profitable keyword as my third book. So I said, all right, Luca, just publish another one. I published another book, you know, with the same keyword.
Yeah.
And so it started selling, and it started giving me a tiny bit of royalties. And so I was cashing in the royalties, which were like $60 or $50.
Yeah.
And then everything just jumped. I believe it was 5 months ago, 6 months ago. I identify June as the month in which kind of, which I believe is the month I joined your program, possibly.
Right.
And then I just became better at looking for keywords, because you see, you teach how to do it.
Yeah.
And investing maybe $5 more, you know, on the cover and everything. It was low at the beginning, and then, you know, I could earn the royalties to produce more books, and then everything just ramped up. The thing is, I mean your course is amazing, but then everyone just kind of finds out different things, different nuances or tricks, you see. And I'm doing something, I have to say, that I don't think nobody else does, and this has made me able to, well, to kind of leverage on the number of books I have, let's say this way, in a tremendous way. And there have been months I haven't ordered any new books, but I have been able to run the business up tremendously. And I have now books that sell for $39 on CreateSpace. I just created my first one, 350 pages. I just put it up, so I haven't sold a copy yet. But I sold one copy, and I created a post on K Money Master on the first $33 book copy that I sold. And so I would say, I mean, if I were to advise anybody on what to do, is first of all to create quality books. That was a biggie. I produced one book in a very profitable keyword that I'm now filling with my books, and people start buying it, and I actually made, that was one big thing, I made like $120 the first month, which was, you know, at the beginning $30 each book sent like a lot, and now my average is $200 each book, I'm not lying. So I made 120, and I was like, but then, you know, the book got swamped with first-star review.
Yeah.
And right now, you can still look for it. It's like 2.5 star of reviews, because everybody gave like a 1-star review, 2-star review. And then I learned 2 things. First of all, quality, okay? And the second thing and it's amazing how people don't do it, is create space. You have to do it, and you have to have a tiny bit longer book. That's what I do. So you can price it high. I mean, all my books now sell for $16. Today I just sold, you know, copies for $16, $19, $21. People will buy it. And I took my secret to learn Chinese, used to sell for $5.38, and now sell for $9.38 just as well. But you see, with the same copies, you're going to earn more royalties. And that's a biggie.
Yeah, and that's the thing I found is people get so caught up on Kindle, but they don't realize there's other platforms such as CreateSpace to publish paperback and as well as Audible. And the thing I love about CreateSpace is there's much more room to price at different price points. With Kindle, you're a little bit limited because everyone's pricing at 99 cents to $2.99, you know, and you kind of have to price it that to remain competitive. Whereas CreateSpace, you can charge $10, $20, $30, $40 or more if you wanted to for your book. So you can actually make more of a profit on those and leverage what you've done with Kindle, which is really cool. So great job with that.
By the way, I put up a Kindle book for $9.99 and it's selling fantastically.
Oh, great.
And I believe if I can be a tiny bit, you know, if I can foresee the future, that the Kindle price will actually increase. So I don't believe that the standard will stay $2.99 for a long time. Because I'm noticing, for example, I'm in a niche right now, which I'm not revealing. It's extremely broad. Yeah, a keyword, actually. And there are a lot of books, Kindle books, at like $14.99. I'm like, and right now I'm testing this out. So, you know, possibly we'll be having another interview along the way, and I would like to update everybody. But this could be a trend. You know, I'm not saying that it is right now, but I'm trying it, and it's working. Not on every book, not on every niche. People expect different things in different niches. But I'm into a new keyword now. I ordered new books yesterday. And the standard is like $20 for a Kindle book. So I'd say, you know, I'll put up a Kindle book at $20 and I will try, because that could give you, you know, a lot more royalties.
Yeah, okay, great. And what were some of the biggest, you kind of mentioned a little bit already, but some of the biggest challenges that you had and what you've learned from those?
Well, the biggie for me was money, and it was little I could do, because you see, sometimes in the U.S. you hear people, I don't have money, I'm actually $80,000 in debt, and like, how can you be $80,000 in debt if you don't have the money? Because it's a different system. In Italy, you know, nobody gives you, you know, the bank doesn't loan you money unless you're rich, which is, you know. Anyway, so money was a biggie for me, and the other thing was, you know, treat this as a business. And that, I think, is the challenge for everybody. I've been watching all the profitable publishers. Everybody say at the beginning, I wasn't treating this as a business. And that's what it is. It's a business. You see, you hire people, you make mistakes, you earn a lot of money. Right now, I mean, comparing to what I was earning in my day job, it's a dream already. I mean, and it's passive. I mean, literally, you know, it's, you wake up with more money, and I can't wait months to have one more day. You know, they have 31 days. I'm happy because it's one more day of royalties in that month. It changes your mindset, you see. But it's a business. You need to treat it. You need to breathe it. I know all my numbers, so I know how much I have to make a day, how much a book costs. I know my numbers. I watch my numbers. I try to increase my numbers. I try out. I take calculated risk, which is very important in any business. You know that because you've grown so much in the, you know, and in so, you know, a few years you've been very good. But you know that you need to take jumps which are not too big, not too small. You got, but you have to learn how to do it. And I study a lot. I just watch your videos and all day long. I will be joining, and your brother gave me permission to say that I will be joining the Maverick program at the end of this month when the royalties come in. Because, again, I understand that now, for example, I'm doing a lot of things right, but I'm noticing things that I'm just turning a blind eye on. I just say, yeah, whatever, just I'll think about that later. But you can't do that if you want to have a profitable and sustainable long-term business, which is what I want Kindle Publishing to be for me. Therefore, you know, I have to invest this money to improve my business. So, yeah, treat this as a business. That's what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, just investing in yourself, it's I'm blown away, too. I see a lot of different people that try to start publishing on their own and figure it out, but they don't realize, like, I spent years publishing to learn all these little things that they're trying to figure out on their own. That's going to take them years to figure out on their own as well. And so when you invest, it's like you're speeding up the process of learning. You don't have to go through all those failures, those challenges, those mistakes. Just pay the price, learn from someone that can help get you up the track, and it's amazing how much faster that you can grow by doing it that way. So that's really great. I guess the last question I have is, you know, do you want to maybe share with people that are watching this right now that are just brand new or starting out, you know, what would you share, maybe some advice to someone that's getting into this business or someone that wants to change their life? Maybe they're similar to where you were a while ago, having a job and, you know, struggling with money. What kind of advice would you give to someone like that?
All right, so start watching Bob Proctor video. Bob teach you a lot. If you don't get a mindset right, for example, your videos would be useless because, you know, you try to put a technique on a mindset which doesn't match. So if you don't have money, which is my situation, stop drinking coffees around, especially if you're Italian, we just drink coffees around. Let's go for a coffee. Don't go for a coffee. Don't go for a pint if you're in the UK because you guys just like drinking pints. Don't go anywhere. Just stay home, save money, okay, and produce your first book. Get some mindset from Bob Proctor. My favorite is Bob Proctor. And then watch these guys' videos on how to make money and also the mindset. I was watching yesterday one of your videos. You were in El Salvador and you were talking about how to, you know, that's, you need to watch these videos because otherwise you need to feed your mind with this. Just stay away from negative people. Do not tell anybody that you're publishing books on Kindle at first at for $2.99 because people don't get it. I mean, your brother didn't get it at first, and he's a multimillionaire. So normal people will not get it. They will like, that's a scam, it's internet business. You can do it though, okay? So get your mindset straightened out. Join K Money Mastery, which I think if you're watching this video, maybe you have. If you have not, join it. And don't jump straight into the first book. Just watch the videos on K Money Mastery. Do not come up with your ideas about books, please. I did it. You know, just it doesn't work. You need to go through a process and you teach it. So just stick to it. And even if you don't have much money, and you surely you will have more than me. You can do it. You can do it. Start from one book. Get one book right. And then everything will fall into place. That's what I think. You can do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, man. Appreciate this immensely. I think it will help a lot of people, and I really appreciate it. And you know what? That this is just the beginning for you. Like, I can't wait to maybe do another interview down the road, just because, you know, you've been messaging me and stuff. Like, just watching your progress and your success inside the Facebook group has been really inspirational. So I just want to encourage you to keep going with that.
Cheers. Thank you. I will. Even because I have very ambitious goals for within June, especially. I will run this business up and I will proceed into other ventures and I will just grow my online business. And I can't wait to have other interviews to motivate everybody to do the same.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.